BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a brilliant innuendo bingo with Ollie Murs. Video on Radio 1 YouTube. And I make Murs do the whole Flow Rider rap in Troublemaker. Why has he learnt it? It's not even his bit. Charlie Sloth plays Real or No Real, including a fascinating fact about Catherine Jenkins. Why is there a woman with no trousers on in a selfie I took? And why isn't Chris in the Radio 1 football team at Wembley?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Will, driving his big recovery truck around the Welsh Valley, says, "Did you have a good sleep last night? Are you back to normal?" What does that mean? Yeah, I feel normalish. Hi, I'm Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Big show today. Ollie Murs is going to be here, 1:45, playing innuendo bingo. He's here already. He's super keen. So Murs on, we'll get him for a chat as well, just before 1:45. So you can watch that on the Radio 1 website. It's his favourite game. I love how excited Ollie gets for this game. And it's been... How long has it been since we played last with Murs? Ages?
It has been a while, hasn't it? Probably this time last year.
I think probably actually a year, because he's been away, hasn't he, a lot?
Yeah.
So 1:45 today, that's going to be something to watch on the Radio 1 website. Get to a screen and you'll be able to see it. Any screen, even your phone. bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'll tell you when to go on. From 2 o'clock, find out what happened when we went onto the streets for a little sing-along. Get Britain Singing. That went well. That's after 2. It's all to tie in with the soap bombing thing that Grimmy's been doing this week. I'll explain more later. And after 3, yes, it's Charlie Sloth Day. You actually, when we were in the lift earlier, Chris, you were like, "Oh, yes, it's Charlie Sloth Day." It suddenly occurred to him that it was that day.
It's like my favourite day at school. It's the same feeling. It's the day you have PE.
Yeah, or not in my case.
Well, there you go.
That's not the day for me. Home economics. I used to get
Was that your favourite?
Oh, yes, it's home economics. I can make a cake. Okay, so I heard a little bit of Grimmy this morning. Ollie was on the phone with Grimmy, announcing some very, very big news.
I need to get a team together. 10th of December, 2 weeks today, Wembley Stadium is going to be the Radio Wanderers rematch against Ollie Hotmus.
Right, so you're on this team, aren't you, the Radio Wanderers?
I am, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is from the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. There's going to be a rematch at Wembley.
We're going to bin him off.
Do you want me to break the news to him? So look,
yes, please.
I've been on the show with Grimmy this morning. Look, Starkey, like, I'll be honest with you, it's not looking good.
Yeah.
He's told me that basically you're not going to make the team.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Say he's being replaced by Alice from Phil and Alice.
So
it's disgusting, isn't it?
What
because everyone
do?
Knows what, like, a schoolboy dream this would be for me.
Ollie Murs has just arrived. Hi,
oh, guys, I've come in at the wrong time. Starkey's giving me it. Look at him, his face.
I heard you this morning,
So
mate.
You're going to miss Wembley? You're going to miss Wembley?
This is what seems to be happening. I honestly, from what Nick was saying, he basically... You know, like, when you, I don't know if you want to break up with someone, that he basically is telling me to tell you that it looks unlikely you're going to make the squad.
Okay, let's
I don't
hear,
know if that's true.
Let's hear more of what they said this morning.
He said, "Please, I can't miss Wembley." And I said, "If you pay, then maybe you can play."
So this is a text that Chris sent Grimmy.
What shall I say to
him? We could make a fortune.
I'm going to say...
He said, "I'll come and intern on the show. I'll do breakfast every day."
To be fair, that could be useful.
I've not had any breakfast yet.
Well, let's say he's got to 9:30 to get us breakfast.
Did you manage that?
No, I didn't, no. But I was getting my hair cut.
Let me hear that.
Maybe your dad could get involved. Chris
Is that
Stark,
Beckham?
Oh,
he's back on again.
Chris Stark.
Oh.
No. Very similar. Chris Stark saying, "I'm getting my hair cut." That makes no difference to me. Oh, that's why he's going to
take
us breakfast. Yeah.
Your hair looks nice.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Pretty early for a haircut.
It's quite early. He's a very busy man, though, Chris Stark, isn't he? Yeah. Maybe he's got a breakfast date or something. Ooh. Maybe him and Matt Richardson are having coffees.
Ooh. And
why has
that become a thing as well? Why is that? Why am I suddenly getting paired with him?
Have you ever had a coffee with Matt Richardson?
No, and I never would have a coffee with Matt Richardson.
But how comes you're having discussions with Matt Richardson?
Look, the underlying point here is, Ollie, you know how much football means to me. I would,
Starkey, you came to my lads' night. We played FIFA together. It was great fun.
I know.
I honestly don't know why you're not going to be in the Radio 1 team. Can I be honest with you? It's not even my team. If you wasn't
then what
Chris,
about
if you wasn't
team?
Working for Radio 1, I'd have you in my team.
If Radio 1 don't want me, then are there discussions to be had about
being on the Ollie Hotmus?
I don't know.
That's a no.
Well, no, no, it definitely. No, I honestly would say yes, but it actually is
not down to
Team
you.
Nick, Radio 1 versus me.
Yeah, but
I know, but Radio 1
in.
Don't seem to want me.
Well, here, so. Let's see what they said. Listen.
Just to upset Chris Stark, we should put Scott Mills on the team.
Get yeah, Scott Mills loves football.
He does? For different reasons.
That's true.
Right.
So, basically, what you're saying is, can I be on Ollie Murs'
No,
team?
Look, I'm not
you
saying
work
that.
For Radio 1.
Right, I'm not saying that because I'm aware that people at Radio 1... But
no, but I think Chris really wants to play for Radio 1. That's his team.
If there were discussions to be had maybe about reaching out to your team...
Chris, you can be in my team.
Really?
Okay, no, I feel like
Radio 1 don't
right?
want me.
No, I definitely have you.
We have got that. That just went out on the air. That's all right, yeah?
What went out on the air?
That Chris can be in your team.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Massively awkward, though.
Well, no, I mean, I generally...
This is the point where you go, in your face, Nick Grimshaw, I don't need you anymore.
No, I just generally feel that if Nick is... Nick doesn't want... No, I don't know what Nick's ideas are. If he looks like he could be getting Beckham, that's what he's wanting. I don't think he's going to get him, but he's trying. So if we can get Chris Stark in my team, I'd be delighted.
Okay, well, right.
Yeah. Why has it gone so quiet?
I think we need to...
I just turned the music off and making a statement.
It's a massive... I think what needs to happen, we all need to take a step back here.
No, I don't think we do.
Calm things down.
No, I don't think we do. Basically, you've got another offer now.
We have, yeah.
So play them off against each other. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Okay.
To spice it up, Matt
either
Richardson's
way,
been on.
What's Matt Richardson saying now?
He's saying that I've now offended him about... Basically, you can't win.
You can't win. Like, we'll both
Guys,
take him out for a coffee.
What is happening with this whole Matt Richardson thing? I don't understand.
Nick, for some reason, has started suggesting that I'm getting off
an
with
item
him or
with,
something.
Yes.
Yeah, but you've got a girlfriend.
Yes. And so it's all ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're not getting off with him, are you?
I'm not, okay. No.
Right. But either way, you're playing
play
at Wembley! You're on!
Right.
Wembley!
Here we come!
Wembley! Oh, I feel so manly.
Wembley!
Okay, let's play Right X and Berlin. Merz is playing Innuendo Bingo today.
Innuendo Bingo!
You said it right!
I know, I've
won
it the first time.
In 3 years. That's coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, it sounds like Pete Tong in that last trailer is playing at Pig Beach.
No way.
Listen.
And it's only right that we throw an essential big party.
Oh, wow,
He's
an
going
essential
to Pig Beach. You need to tell Ollie Merz about Pig Beach.
Oh, Pig Beach is this place I found near the Bahamas. Oh. And it's an island just with pigs on.
Just pigs.
Wow.
Are you in?
I'm really
Let's go.
Wow, Pig Beach. I love the music was on. That was cool.
Right, okay, we're finished. I'm playing another one now. Paramore. Anywhere No Bingo is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
This is Paramore and Daydreaming, and you're listening to Radio 1.
Great tune.
Like it?
Liking this a lot.
Merz
is better
here.
Than the song you played about 2 times ago.
Oh, I'm not a fan of Rye X. I'll pass that on. Okay, so it's Lad Special Innuendo Bingo with Ollie Merz.
Ah, it's great to be here.
It's coming up in 15 minutes. Yeah. BBC Radio 1, David Guetta.
Yeah. I love that tune.
And Nicki Minaj with Turn Me On. Merz, whatever you've been drinking today...
I'm on a high. I'm having a good day.
Absolutely energetic, and I love it when you're like this.
No, because I've had some good sleep in the last few days. I came back from Australia last week, and I tell you what, I was gone for like 4 or 5 days. I was doing so much work, but I only had about 4 or 5 hours sleep a night for the jet lag. So,
you're a hard-working boy. I say this to everyone I meet.
Oh, thanks, man. I do work hard, but I think, you know, you've got to, like, you know, everything's going so well, you've got to keep going. There's no point just because I've had one good hit, I've got to stop and go, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore because I've already made it. I feel like there's so much more to achieve. So
he just did my new favourite thing, though, which was at the end of that Lily Allen song. There was just silence in the studio because you know how it finishes? It's all a bit
it's
like...
It's a beautiful ending, yeah.
Somewhere only
we
just finishes.
No.
And it just breaks into applause. Yeah,
because it's an amazing song.
So let's just relive what happened here. So, bearing in mind, it's only us in the studio, yeah? So
to be
not,
fair, this is an incredible song.
Not on air.
Come on, that was worth a clap, no?
It's like applauding when the plane lands.
I bet you clap when the plane lands.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. He's doing his job.
We can't name airlines when they go, "Welcome to another on-time flight." 99.9% of all flights from this are always on time. It's like, and everyone goes, "Woo, yeah!"
I know.
Good job.
So I'm surprised you don't clap when a plane lands if you're clapping songs on
Sometimes
the radio.
Sometimes I do, and I've been on a plane. Like, God, the Australian trip was like 20 hours, 23 hours, I think it was. I think one of the flights was 13 hours and the other one was 9. So when I did land in London Heathrow, I was like, yeah.
We're here.
Oh, it's good to be home. Then I walked off the plane in my shorts and flip-flops and thought, oh, no, actually.
Hey, I like it when you landed in Australia wearing that nice onesie.
It wasn't a onesie.
What was it then?
It was just that it was an all. It was a I can't name brands, but it was just a normal tracksuit. It was a burgundy one. I got it from Lakeside, and it just looks like a onesie, but it's not. I never wear a onesie.
It looked very comfortable.
It did look comfortable. Yeah.
The cameras are on. If you want to see actual Ollie Murs,
hello everyone.
BBC.co.uk/radio1.
Starkey.
This is really good, right? Because people can watch it on their phone now as well.
It's crazy technology. Do you know what? It's a bit random, but I was speaking to Shane Ward at the weekend on the X Factor. Obviously, it was the 10-year anniversary.
Shane Ward, that's my goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was saying to me, I know it's a really sad thing, but it's seven years ago we did the show, and downloads weren't even invented back then.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how in technology's changed so much that now you can watch things on your iPads and all that stuff.
Did you even have
Twitter and stuff?
Wouldn't have even been on then, would it?
No, actually, 2009 was just when Twitter, because it was when the winners, me, Joe and Stacey, all got Twitter handles for the first time. I didn't even have Twitter then. I didn't really know about it.
No.
And I remember I came off the show, I had like 14,000 followers for like 2 months. And I never even tweeted. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was. And then it's over the last 2-3 years, it's just blown up, hasn't it? We can't live without Twitter.
When he was on, it used to be Andy Peters at the pressing factory.
Do you remember that end of the show? I love Andy Peters. What a legend. The end of the show, they used to go, here we are at the factory where the CD's about to be produced.
That's right. Hi, Alexandra Burke. This is the first copy of a new song. Now the factory, like, actual
it's
factory.
It's going to be on iTunes tonight. Yeah. It's going by.
Andy Peters is out of a job? Off. Now then, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, so you've been to Australia for a lot of times this year. This year has whizzed by for you, hasn't it?
Well,
I always see that you're in Germany as well with some crazy radio hosts there.
Yeah, Germany. I've actually done 101 shows this year, touring wise, which is pretty crazy. But now I've been travelling everywhere. Germany. We did loads of. How was Serbia, by the way?
Oh, X Factor Serbia.
Yeah, was it good fun?
I did you did it with in New York with Gary
Guest
Barlow.
Judge, yeah.
I was you. I channeled you all the way through my performance.
You channeled me.
I did serious X Factor face.
Did you say that I think you've got the X Factor?
You did all the cliches.
I did.
As many as you could.
We're looking for a worldwide star. Did that?
You made that song your own.
But yeah, that was on.
And so did you. Was there any good talent there? Was there good talent?
Be honest.
Yeah, there was a couple of people that were quite good. I had the girls category.
Are you gonna go back on to the main show when it airs and then go and then they ask you, oh yeah, so you picked blah blah and you're like, that was me.
Are you gonna be doing a live performance?
It's Scott Millswink.
It's Scott Millswink.
No, I'm not, no.
What are some of his favourite songs?
I can't remember. Was it 7 years ago you did X Factor?
No, mine was 4 years ago.
Oh, right,
Shane did 7 years.
Yes.
So obviously, like I say, we were talking about technology and stuff, that people can actually watch this from, you know, their iPads or on the way at work or wherever.
It used to be black and white when it first started, the X Factor.
God, yeah, I know. Such a long time ago. But 10 years, huh? Who'd have thought?
I know. Now, I've seen there's some stuff in the papers today about you and James Arthur. What's that about, please?
Oh, God. Well, they're saying that I'm defending him, and I just want to say to people that I'm not defending what he did. I think what the thing that he put, this homophobic thing, was obviously, you know, really, really bad, and I'm not defending him for that. What I was saying is I'm giving the benefit of the doubt in terms of the fact that he said sorry, and I hope that he genuinely meant it, and that's all I want to say on the matter.
Okay, so obviously you're not defending him, but, like, if he's sorry, then he's sorry.
Yeah, if he's sorry, then I hope he means it, because, you know, what he said was really bad, so...
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to get yourself off Twitter, don't you?
Yeah.
Just don't tweet.
I know, Twitter can be a bad place.
Seriously.
It can be a good one as well.
It can, but have you ever sent tweets where you're like, oh, I wish I'd sent that?
The worst for me is like at 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm out with my mates and I'm drinking.
And then I'll
go through my timeline and someone's gone like, oh, yeah, I saw him this, I don't like him, blah, 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 beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, do you know, I really want to reply something like, come find me now, mate, and we'll have it out.
It's interesting how we all differ, because at that time in the morning, I get really emotional and tell everyone I love them.
Yeah.
Scott will tweet foreign prime ministers and people like that.
I tweeted the then current Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and asked her to come on Anywhere to Bingo.
Did you really?
And then when she lost her job, I was like, no excuse now, Gillard. Come on the show. She's always on blooming Kyle and Jackie O and all those places.
I know.
Get myself on Bingo.
She should. It's the best game ever invented. I've told you this many, many times. Yeah. But it is funny. Twitter is a bad place. I'm always really lovable on it. I like Twitter. I think it's good fun. But yeah, it can be quite mean at times.
Just give it to your HQ.
Especially them horrible trolls.
Yeah, you need to do... I have seen some from your account where it says Ollie Murs HQ. It makes you sound well important.
No. I've got an office of thousands of people working for me.
I'm going to start doing... I'm going to start doing more Scott's HQ. Like, even if it's just... It is literally just me in my room, but it sounds really good.
Scott HQ.
James Arthur's are all from HQ now.
Yeah.
Not from here.
I don't know why headquarters. It's like, it's not headquarters.
It's not Thunderbirds, mate.
It's just my manager or the team just walking around with a phone in their pocket, but that is the headquarters.
You can imagine it's a bit like, you know, this is like heads of Ollie Murs everywhere, and Ollie Murs HQ, and all the pictures
when
are just you.
In, don't look at me.
That's right, yeah.
Don't talk to me. Just do a HQ tweet.
Can you do what you just did? Because I was well impressed. I just asked if you could do the Flo Rida rap in your own song, and you said yes.
Can you give me a track or something?
No.
Okay.
I'm really impressed you can do this, because, to be honest, I wouldn't remember this bit because it's not my bit.
Stop. Can you do like a clap?
Yeah, we can do that kind of crap clapping thing that you have to do. When
maybe I'm insane, huh? Because I keep doing the same damn thing. Maybe one day we're going to change. But you know just how to work that back and make me forget my name. Yeah. What the hell you do, I won't remember. I'll be gone until November and you show up again next summer. Hey, typical little name is Prada. Feature like a glove, girl, I'm sick of the drama. You're a troublemaker, but damn, girl, it's like I left the trouble and I can even explain why.
Yeah.
And then the next bit. Very good. You know the next bit because that's your bit. Why have you bothered to learn that? That's Flo's bit.
I know, but you asked me earlier, so I actually did. Do you know what was really embarrassing? Recently on Celebrity Juice, which is coming out at Christmas, I actually did the Peter Andre was there. I did the Mysterious Girl rap. Remember this Mysterious Girl rap?
How does it start again?
Oh my God, you're going to get me to do that.
Baby girl!
No, because I've been sitting by the phone and hoping you call when you're tiny baby go until 10 feet tall. Baby go and I'm meant to light up the room. I want to go until I make a slay the perfume. And I did this whole thing. He literally was like, I actually went to Brisbane years ago and I actually did it in a karaoke bar in Australia. It went down like a lead balloon.
Yeah.
No one enjoyed it. I thought that was amazing.
It's almost as good as when you do your pretend Spanish Enrique Iglesias.
I was just going to say, I apologise for anyone listening. They've turned off their radio. Who is this weird guy singing Peter Andre rap?
Right, so we should do a show together at some point. I'd like that.
I'd love
a lot.
To come in.
Just
and
us three, just
guys.
Chilling
really
out.
Bit of chat.
Yeah, bit of chat. Right, so we need to get ready for Bingo. We're going to play Hand on Heart by Ollie Murs now. And then we're going to play Anywhere to Bingo. It's your favourite game, apart from Deal or No Deal.
Oh, apart from Deal or No Deal, which was many moons ago. 2007 I did that, if anyone didn't know.
Yeah.
But no, Bingo Innuendo is my favourite game.
You still can't say it.
Innuendo okay. Bingo.
Bingo Innuendo is coming up next, but Ollie Murs, if you're not on the cameras already, get on the Radio 1 website now, on your phone, on your tablets, on your computer. It's next after Hand on Heart, it's Radio 1.
To put your hand on my heart, and you know.
You can't clap your own song.
I'm not clapping.
Well, there was two people clapping.
You and Starkey.
Yeah, sure. Ollie Murs and Hand on Heart. And Murs is here. We're pleased to announce playing Anywhere to Bingo. I always love having you on, Ollie. You know that.
You know what? I miss this game. I haven't done this game for such a long time.
You and miss me as well.
Can I just let you know that I've had to take all my clothes off pretty much for this.
Okay, so something weird just happened there. So Ollie literally just stripped down to his boxer shorts. And Chris was like, oh, all right, he's doing his boxer shorts. So then Chris proceeded to take his trousers off. And then Ollie put like a big Pacamac thing on.
Yeah.
And that was awkward, wasn't it, Chris?
I thought Merz was proposing a sort of socks and pants game.
Yeah.
And although uncomfortable, I went along with it.
Yes, you did.
No, but now I know where the Matt Richardson rumour's coming from.
Oh.
The only reason I'm taking my clothes off is because I've got an album signing later in Oxford Street. So I'm a bit worried about getting my clothes wet. That's right. Why I'm now in this...
Yeah, but he didn't realise you were going to put the big old sou'wester thing.
But also, I don't like imagining that he is just in his boxes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you
it's
do.
It's weird.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so we're going to get soaked now on Inio Domingo.
That's great. Love this game.
Go for the face, Merz. And the same to you, Chris.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
let's
yeah.
play the
Absolutely.
Game. Let's go. Come on. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to this so much. Watch it now on the Radio 1 website, computer, phone, tablet, wherever you can get to a screen. You can watch this. Just press the massive button that says play. Ollie Merz is here. What a fine figure of a man he is. And Chris is here.
Mm-hmm.
What a fine figure of a man he is. Your hair is so Gatsby today. Chris, have you had a new haircut?
Me or Merz?
Yeah, you have? Yeah, you went to the hairdressers?
Yeah.
Very Great Gatsby. Did you take a picture of the actual Great Gatsby?
No, I did not. No, it's just a new look for me, Scott.
How much did your haircut cost you? Do you go to like a local barber's?
Yeah. Or same one since I was young. £8.
£8? I love an £8 haircut.
Yeah.
Legend.
The best
Those
ones.
Were the days, Merz, eh? Look at you now. All coiffed and blow dried by five people.
Exactly, yeah. When's the first time you cheated on your hairdresser for fame? Do you know what I mean? Like...
I think it was as soon as I did the X Factor.
I think it was.
I couldn't believe how amazing it was getting my hair blow dried.
He hasn't had an £8 for ages.
I haven't had £8 for ages.
Okay.
I assure you I will soon.
I'll take you to mine.
I'd love to go down there. They do the even wet shave for you as well.
He can do. He's very accommodating.
I like that.
He'll be listening now. Hello, Andy.
I like it.
Hi, Andy.
Hello. I like it when they sometimes burn your ears off a bit as well. Have you had that afterwards in the Turkish barbers? And you just smell burning hair. Lush. Okay, so let's play Innuendo Bingo. Remember, no hands. So if it's coming out, it's coming out. Don't use the bin. It's just an accessory. And here we go. So, first, we're going to Test Match Special. And an Innuendo Bingo legend. It's Jonathan Agnew. And Aggers has had an offer that's quite hard to turn down.
I've been invited to the Barmy Army HQ this evening. That'll be a happy affair.
To perform or just to socialise.
I think just to go and say hello. Have a blow on Billy's trumpet. Here's Harry's.
And we're off, straight in his eyes. Let us know if you're watching today.
I can't see, I'm blind.
81199 or 8 or at BBCR1 on Twitter. Thank you, Aggers.
Have a blow on Billy's trumpet.
Wow.
Alan in Northampton enjoyed that moment.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Aggers. Wow.
Have a blow on Billy's trumpet. Here's Harris, outside the Ostrom. Yeah.
And now over to Talk Sport. Oh, Talk Sport.
I love Talk Sport.
I know you do. And this discussion about Manchester City's stadium takes an unexpected turn.
We've got two sides of the ground, on each side of the pitch, which have got three tiers, and both ends have got tiers.
Yeah, we're in the bell end at the moment.
We are. The Colin Bell stand, yeah.
What was that?
Do you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to watch it coming towards my face for some reason, so I wanted to see Stark's real determination to get it. Ah! That was very funny. Bang, Collymore! Come on, son.
We're in the bell end at the moment.
Thank you to Ben in Bristol for that. Okay.
Oh, Collie, what's he doing? Stand the man.
Back to this time last week. Loads of water, please. And after Ellie Goulding's appearance in the live lounge, Fern Cotton asked a question that no one was expecting.
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely Thank piano you. As well. It's good. What's your penis called?
Chris.
Actually, no, she said that.
What's your penis called? Chris.
Oh, the guy on the piano.
Brilliant. Thing about it is if she'd have asked me that question, I would have completely burst out laughing.
Yes, she would. And there's the difference between you and Goulding, isn't it?
You and Goulding.
Goulding. Okay, over to Steve Wright now on Radio 2.
Oh, wow, you forget how wet you get in this, didn't you? Mm. Good job I got a rain mac on you, haven't, Starkey?
Well, yeah. I do think you're cheating. I've got to be honest.
Whoa! There's no rules.
I'm not completely happy with it. But
Steve Wright on Radio 2. He's always a fan of a clap of everything.
Love Steve Wright.
Yeah, it claps everything. And Steve is describing a viral video. Now, I'm not really surprised this one went viral.
Jamie Gallagher, who's 15, was amazed to befriend a wild seal. Yes, thank you very much. On his first dive.
That was not even the bit.
And it wasn't even the bit, but it was funny.
I know.
Go on, sorry.
Okay. Here we go. God, let's try this one again. There will be a seal noise, don't be. Okay, let's just get that out of our system and out of our heads.
We'll get past that now.
Yeah, we will. Come on. Here we go.
Thank you very much. On his first dive.
Chris! You're covering Ollie. Oh, you're a mess, Merz.
Oh, Jesus. I'll tell you what, just play it really quickly now.
Okay, here we go.
From a boat close to the calf of man. Friendly seal swam up to Jamie and began tugging on his equipment.
I think we'd have enough time to put him out.
You are getting owned.
Oh,
can
God.
You see?
Why is the seal back on again?
Can we hear the
friendly seal swam up to Jamie and began tugging on his equipment.
I don't know why it's funny. It just was just funny.
Jodie and Chesterfield, thank you for that one. Give yourself some points. Okay.
Where'd you get these from? It's incredible.
From our listeners, our lovely listeners. Send them in.
Oh, man.
Eddie from Northampton's watching. Jamie's watching for the first time. Elise in Belfast, watching the show in my architecture studio. Sean and Josh working in Nottingham. Laura and Rosie sat on a phone in a car park watching In a Living
Girl. Love that!
Now, our favourite ever item that's been put up for auction here on Bargain Hunt.
Sorry, what are they doing?
Watching on a phone in a car park.
Bargain Hunt?
I thought you said they were sat on a phone. Now.
Are you saying this is one of your favourite ones ever?
It's one of our best items that we've had on Bargain Hunt, where they do auctions.
Oh, God, wow, my feet are getting well wet.
Ready?
Yep.
Water?
No, I'm ready.
Go on, then.
We've catalogued it as a moustache brush, but I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
What's happening? Chris, why have you lost it? What's going on?
Oh, they're good today.
Oh, God.
They are good today. Okay. Over to Jim McCarney's show now at the weekend.
How many more have we got left, Scott?
A few. It's all right, your sign is not till six.
Scott, one day you're going to be sat here.
I know.
I want to be over there doing it.
You can present it one day and I'll do it.
Oh, imagine.
Okay.
Wow.
So, Gemma Kearney seems to have panicked during a chaotic interview with X Factor's Rough Copy and just said the first thing that came into her head.
Ooh. Hey. Well, in the morning.
Jerk pork.
Oh.
Fried dumpling.
Oh.
Jollof rice.
Hey.
I jerk a whole chicken.
First thing that came into her head, I don't understand.
Gosh. Things people say, huh?
Mm. I jerk a whole chicken.
Jim McKenney
there. A whole chicken.
Dan in Shrewsbury emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got one, send it in. Okay, a recent favourite from Radio 4 next. Now, I don't actually follow Radio 4 on Twitter at the moment, but I might reconsider after this, and you might too, Ollie Mears. Ready? Ready? Here we go. Not that many more now. Remember, you love it. Okay.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Do you think that she's genuinely? Oh, my God, that sounded like it was proper, like I was actually a joke. It's brilliant. Pictures of my jam.
Thank you, Martha.
Where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Okay, over to last week's Pies and Puds now with Paul Hollywood.
Oh,
here we go.
God,
this is work.
I hear some advice about what can happen while baking with Paul Hollywood. Ready? Warm? Water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paul's asked me to get a really good strawberry, so I've come to a local farm shop. I'm looking for some strawberries that are not too ripe, because if they're too ripe, they won't set, but not too small either, because if they're too small, then all you're going to get is a load of seed in your mouth.
Just both weeing away from your mouths
we
there.
We wasn't even. We were laughing, but we didn't even. It was just very funny.
Very slow motion.
All you're going to get is a load of seed in your mouth.
Kevin in Preston spotted that one. Okay, here we go. Not long now, Merz.
That's fine.
A classic from BBC News. Oof. The thing is, you're wet now, aren't you? You might as well carry on. Yeah. Sophie Rayworth here. Most impressed by Andy Murray's stamina.
It's going to be a tough challenge, I think. So, you know, under pressure.
But
from...
he had a five-hour semi, didn't he?
He had a five-hour semi.
That is a good one.
Okay.
He had a five-hour.
Back to just this morning now with Gemma Kearney on Radio 1. Water, please.
Again.
And here, I know, she's on a roll. Here, Gemma lets us know what happened the first time this song was played on the radio. Water?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
B-Traits was the first to play it on Radio 1. Many people followed through.
That's the effect that it had, that track.
Many people followed through.
Okay, loads of emailed that one in. Next, let's have lots of water for this one, please, because we're nearly at the end.
Sorry.
Next, we're going to last week's Gardener's Question Time on Channel 4.
Oh, Jesus.
And this expert catches the audience off guard with a startling question.
The whole point is that there's no reason to feel guilty, you just didn't know. And most people... Can I have a quick show of hands? Who uses a hoe in the room? Hands up, please. Hands up, everyone.
Excuse me, anyone who's...
Excuse me, anyone.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I know. Okay, so let's do one more.
One more?
Yeah. And finally...
I'm starting to shiver a little bit.
Oh, cool. Sorry. An all-time favourite now from BBC Leicester, where they really take pride in their appearance.
Hello, Sally.
Good morning.
I trust that you ensure that your garden is kept well and truly prim and proper and ready for the neighbours.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, what up, mate?
Well, that was good. That was a very wet innuendo bingo with Mr. Ollie Merz.
Thanks, guys.
Always good to see you.
Listen,
thanks so much.
Absolute pleasure to everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you,
Ollie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'll see you soon.
Later.
Take care.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
That was too much fun.
Your face when he started to take off his trousers.
Oh, Scott, because we...
He was this has escalated.
There was a bit of a campaign yesterday, which was something you started saying that we were going to do innuendo bingo topless, right? I wasn't massively keen on that, but was kind of the mind frame when I turned up today that if it happens, I'll go along with it.
Yeah.
So then, all of a sudden, Merz stands up and goes, well, I'm just going to take my trousers off. And I'm looking around going, oh, Is this really what we're about to do?
Strips down to his boxes.
I look towards you and you just look up at me and go, well, go on, Chris. I didn't crack on.
I didn't know about it.
So not wanting to cause a fuss, silently in the corner, I took off my clothes. And then I stood there as a lovely lady came and put a sort of Mac thing on Merz to completely cover him up. And then
at which point
he turned around and as did everyone else and asked why I'm standing there.
You didn't realise he was having the Mac on.
No, I didn't.
That was awkward, wasn't it? Wow. So that was Merz on Innuendo Bingo. Always good to see him. And we'll get that up on the Radio 1 YouTube channel as a video for you soon if you missed it, if you couldn't watch live. Okay, so later we have got Charlie Sloth playing Real or No Real. It's always good that when he's on.
It's our favourite, isn't it?
Yeah. So yesterday I said that I didn't want him on the show. And then he sent me a text going, oh, charming. That's only because I wasn't feeling 100% on it yesterday.
It would have been wasted yesterday.
That's what I mean. I mean, I want to be on top form when Charlie's on, you know?
You need to be all about the wit, don't you, when he's on? You need your funny jokes.
Got to be quick with Charlie Sloth, you know? So he's going to be on today at 3:40. One extra's Charlie Sloth. Also, we have been trying to get Britain singing today. You know, Grimmy's been doing this soap bombing thing where he's trying to be in a different soap, and you're hearing about it every day on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We had a little idea earlier, and we haven't been out on the streets for ages to sing.
Well, it kind of reminded us of something that we once did, and we thought we'd give it a go.
Yeah. And last time it didn't really work so well, but did it work today? You'll find out in the next half hour. Loads of music for you as well. Tiny Temper coming up, Chaser Status and Arctic Monkeys. Ollie Murr's Innuendo Bingo will be on the Radio 1 YouTube in a bit. We'll try and get that up for you before the end of the show. I know a lot of you can't watch live, so we'll get that up before the end of the show if you hit Radio 1 YouTube. And remember, Thursday at 1:45, you will hear and see the Vamps playing Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. What you want with
my body? Such a good song.
Don't do the face.
Lady Gaga, R. Kelly.
I also don't like it when the song's playing and it's actually happening and you're doing the face, but also you've got headphones on so you don't realise how loud you're shouting, do what you want with my bod.
Oh, sorry.
It's just weird sitting in front of you when you're doing that.
I like it that R. Kelly's new album I was reading yesterday comes with an actual pair of pants.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
It's called, it's one of my least favourite words, so apologise. The album's called Black Panties.
Okay. And
yeah, you get them with it, with the album.
And what are we talking about?
How gross is that,
why
please?
Fronts, or?
How gross is that? No, I think just ladies.
Oh, that really is
isn't that horrible?
Ridiculous.
But so R. Kelly, right?
But why, you would, who would
sick.
You buy this album for then?
I don't know.
Because I certainly am not buying it for any family members.
No, do not do that. I mean, you wouldn't buy an R. Kelly album as for a family member. Come on. You wouldn't.
Who do you buy an R. Kelly album for?
I don't know.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
I don't know. Ask 1996. Okay. Imagine Dragons coming up. We've talked about this before. You know when you put a photo on Facebook or on Twitter, it's like, stop looking at the stuff in the background. Just enjoy the photo for what it is. It's a picture of me. Don't look in the background. I don't even notice what's in the background. People really do.
Mm.
So, earlier today, I tweeted a picture of me and Dynamo from the 1D day in LA on Saturday, okay? So, loads of people saying, oh, good photos. Like a little selfie, that's all, just in the studio. But then, and I didn't even see this when I put it on. There is a woman that looks like she has no clothes on from the waist down, just to the left of Dynamo's face.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even see it.
I think that's just one of those awkwardly positioned photos.
Yeah, but I didn't see her at the time, and I just put the photo on. Can we put this on the Radio 1 Twitter?
Dynamo's expression, though.
He hasn't noticed her either. Now, I think either she isn't wearing any trousers, or that's what you call nude jeans.
Is there such a thing now?
Is there a thing as nude jeans? There shouldn't be, if there is. Is that one?
I don't know if that's a fashion thing.
Maybe
Scott.
It's an LA thing. Is she actually wearing trousers?
It's really hard
to tell.
It's
hard to see.
Yeah.
But like I say, just enjoy the picture of me and Dynamo. Stop looking at the woman with no trousers on. Just
ignore
to the left.
It. There's nothing
just
to see.
It. There's nothing to see. It's the woman with no trousers. Wow. A lot of people have now seen the picture of the lady in the background of me and Dynamo's selfie. See, I didn't check the background, and you should always check what's going on in the background. I just looked at the forefront of the picture, which is me and him making a face. Backstage at 1D Day in Los Angeles.
It's almost like if you're ever going to have your picture taken, what you need to do is turn around, shout at anyone behind you to clear the background. Do you know what I mean? So there's a clip, because people, you've got a lot of Twitter followers, haven't you? And
yeah.
No one will ever just see the picture of you and Dynamite. They will always look at the background.
The woman with no trousers on in the back, yeah. At BBCR1, if you want to see that on Twitter. There's so many people getting sending messages on that now. Why don't I just look in the background? I never do.
You shouldn't have to.
Imagine Dragons, and it's time. Right, so Grimmy is doing soap bombing this week. He is getting in all of your favourite soap operas. Today was joined on the show this morning by the lovely Sally, who plays Sally in Coronation Street. Sally Webster was on Radio 1. She couldn't believe her luck. She was tweeting how down with the kids she felt. So Nick is in the Rovers. I don't know if you've seen the clip yet. In the Rovers, man, that's cool.
Mm.
And this is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Nick's in there, kind of loitering around with his girlfriend, lol, and picking some songs on the jukebox. Sally described Nick's role as a bit rubbish, really. Yeah, he doesn't do much. He just kind of stands there with his girlfriend. That's quite funny. And
I
then
don't think
just
he needs
kind of
to do much, though. It's no. Like I keep hearing people say, well, you didn't do... No, it's just incredible that he's managing to get in all of them.
And he does walk past the bar as someone orders some crisps.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Grimmy catches up with Irene from Home and Away. Is she still on?
Still on, apparently.
Jeez. And she'll be in Australia, obviously. I imagine her, while doing the interview, to be wearing one of those cork hats. Do you know what I mean? She's the type, isn't she?
It's a bit stereotypical.
Though, well, she is. Are you telling me that Irene's not a typical, stereotypical Australian character? I bet she speaks like this when she's not on. Darling! And then she goes into full on. Right. G'day! I'm Irene! When she's on. Anyway, so his cameo in Home and Away, how incredible is that? Tomorrow morning, with Grimmy, when you wake up. To celebrate this, we thought we'd bring back our game, where we just go out and sing random soap theme tunes.
Well, it wasn't random soap themes, was it? It was the...
Just Home and Away.
Just the Home and Away. Because we saw... I think I found a YouTube clip where one person starts singing, everyone else starts joining in.
On a bus, wasn't it?
Beautiful moment on a bus. But I wasn't sure if it could really work. So we thought we'd go test it. And then it just turned into something that we did.
Yeah.
Us two together.
Just to see if we can get people singing along. So this is when we went to a post office and sang Home and Away.
I'm walking on air. Oh, God.
It brings it all back.
Just to know that you're there.
Everybody in the post office, hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever.
Yes.
Closer each day.
Home and Away.
One person joined in. And that's the, I think that's the best it ever got.
Yeah.
Like, no one joined in apart from that.
But we kind of did it. We went around lots of places, didn't we? We did shops, we did banks, we did all sorts.
Yeah, trying to get them singing. So today we thought we'd get Britain singing again. This time, because it was Coronation Street today on Grimmy's show, with the Coronation Street theme tune. So we went into a fairly busy burger place. You'll know the name of it. Obviously, it's very good, but there are others available that are just as good. And yeah, it was busy in there, wasn't it? It was lunchtime.
Mm.
So our thing now to ramp up the awkwardness is to order something not normally on the menu. So make it specific. So let's say, I don't know, a burger with no sauce or without gherkins. So they have to make a new one. They can't just get it from the back, which will be really quick. So
you see, I've started doing this in sort of normal life anyway, just because I think it's it makes sure that you get a nice sort of hot one back.
Yeah,
it's just my jam.
You'll get a fresh one.
It's what I do.
Yeah. So it's the awkwardness of having to stay there. After we've ordered the food, we sing Coronation Street, but then we've got to wait for the food. Normally, after singing, we would just run off. So here he is, in the burger place at lunchtime today.
So, okay, we're nearly up to order.
Okay. Hello, can I get... Do you want the same as me?
I'm all right, actually.
Can we get three cheeseburgers, please? But can we get one with no ketchup and one with no gherkin?
Specific.
Okay, first one, no ketchup. Second one, no pickles, yeah?
Yes, please.
Anything?
That's it, please.
Okay. So the order is now made. Now it's time to sing.
The specific order. We're going to pay and then we're going to do it.
That's it, thank you.
It's too nice to serve, please.
Oh, no.
Right, ready?
Are we going to do it at the tills?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I change this?
Thank you. Oh, no.
Ready?
Coronation Street! Coronation Street! Coronation Street! Coronation Street! Wow, wow, wow,
wow! Just waiting.
Okay, good.
Just waiting.
He just said to us, not here, guys. Thank you.
It's like it's happened before to them.
Oh, that was awful. So the manager comes out from behind where they're making the burgers and goes, not here, guys. Not here.
Yeah, not impressed.
Yeah, but we're still having to wait for our food.
Yeah, normally we run away at this point. But this time we thought we'd just stand there, face it.
So, like, 2 minutes later, I couldn't make any eye contact. You were like, look at them. And I was like, I can't look. I had my back to them because we just sang Coronation Street. Couldn't look. Then the food finally arrives. And then Chris decides that we want to sing it again as we go out of the door. So we've just literally left the tills. We're walking across to the door and...
Coronation Street!
Not keen.
Go, 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 go. What happened?
She was not keen.
Oh.
But she told me off. Now we've got three sort of not quite right burgers.
Oh. At that point, this lady sort of just started to walk around and talk kind of quite angrily at me for the...
Time to go. We were only trying to get them singing Coronation Street.
I think we need help with it. I think part of the problem is we're not the, you know, the best singers at getting other people singing.
We need to maybe get
rousing.
Yeah, we need to get some more people involved. What, like, because of the, maybe we do, what's it tomorrow on Grimmy's show? Home and Away Wednesday, Thursday's right. Emmerdale, Friday's Hollyoaks.
Right, here's what I'm saying. People won't sing the Coronation theme like that. It's a hard one to get people to sing.
Yeah.
Home and Away tomorrow, stand a much better
That's
chance.
That's easy, but I think we do need some help. Okay. Let's work on it over the next 24 hours. Right, someone says a slight problem was that there aren't actually any lyrics to the Coronation Street theme tune, and just singing Coronation Street over and over again, who's going to actually join in with that?
It's a huge problem, but... You know, Home and Away tomorrow. My worry is if we do this and we try and think of something to do with the Hollyoaks theme tune on Friday.
Well, that's got no words either.
And it's, you know, bah, 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 like it's... That's all we could probably join in together.
Well, and Emmerdale, what's that?
Emmerdale is...
Emmerdale. See, they need actual words. That's otherwise no one's going to sing along. Home and Away got words, meaningful lyrics, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Home and Away doesn't have any words anymore, someone says. I've not seen it for a while. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, you still know the other ones.
Still in the head, still in the head. Tonight, Mr. Jam's on One Extra at 1 o'clock. He's got a jam hot tune. It's from Gorgon City, plus Daily Dose Mix is Residence Mad Tech Records tonight. Mr. Jams, good show on One Extra at 7 p.m. That's one of your faves, isn't it?
I love Jam. Legend.
I love Jam. BBC Three. A show that I have seen a couple of times. It's Snow, Sex and Suspicious Parents.
I still haven't seen this yet. I need to see it.
9 o'clock. I saw the one the other day where after the first night in their ski resort, the gendarmerie popped round and chucked them out.
Do you know what? I just want to see how these kind of holidays work as well with all this après ski. I've never done anything like that.
Okay. Imagine, where would you used to go on holiday? Malia?
Yeah, you know.
Magaluf.
Kavos.
Imagine that. Imagine that. But with snow.
Snow and posher. Do you know what I mean? It's a different vibe, surely.
No, it's not. Watch the show.
Do you still...
They are not posh.
Do they get the shirts made, or is it more like the snow jackets?
No, I mean, these people on the show that I saw the other day would happily be in Kavos.
So it's similar antics, just different,
100%.
Different scenery.
Yeah.
Right.
But what's the point otherwise of sending their parents out there and putting them in another room if it's like, oh, I'm just wearing a ski jacket?
And as we were saying last week, what's good about this is they don't suspect that this is the show, I imagine, because they only know it about being in the sun. And
so tonight, it's a ski instructor and club promoter called Max from Hemel Hempstead. Ski instructors.
Are they like the...
Are on.
Right, is that the...
They are outrageous.
So is this like when I first went to uni, you know, the power of the second year rep?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
100%.
Right.
I mean, some of the stories that ski instructors that I've met have are incredible.
Isn't it weird how stories differ? So, I mean, you could be a ski instructor and it's a very different life to, say, a driving instructor, isn't it?
It is.
In antics.
Yes, it is. Anyway, so good luck to Max from Hemel Hempstead when his parents are watching him on a screen in the hotel next door. And also there's a party hard student called Daryl. They go for the ski trip as well. So it's a 2-week holiday and the parents are close by and watch their every move.
Oh,
so good luck, Max,
horrible.
Your skiing instructor. That is awful. Worst nightmare. It's a good show. 9 o'clock, Snow, Sex and Suspicious Parents on BBC Three. 10 o'clock, just might as well stay tuned, really, because Sweat the Small Stuff's on with Grimmy. Tonight, Professor Green, Ian Smith, George and May Foot are on. Ian Smith, is that...
You don't mean Ian Duncan Smith. Like, that's a politician.
No, I think Ian Smith is... It's what? Harold off of Neighbours.
Is it? Hang on.
Is he still on?
That's an important thing to advertise. If
Harold.
Yes, it's Harold.
Yes, I thought it was.
They should write that. I mean, what?
Just don't put Ian Smith, put Harold off Neighbours.
Put Harold Tuba.
Oh, Madge. So tonight, it's Sweat the Small Stuff with Professor Green, Georgia Mayfoot and Harold off of Neighbours. Meanwhile, over on Radio 1, Phil and Alice tonight find out the song behind the song Ezra from Vampire Weekend and their track Worship You. That's 10 o'clock, Phil and Alice tonight on BBC Radio 1. How exciting that Harold from Neighbours is on Sweat the Small Stuff.
But huge.
Grammy was loving that.
Obsessed with Harold.
Lol. I would like to go skiing with you. I think we should go.
Wouldn't like to go skiing with
Why
you.
Why not?
I think the partying sounds fun, but I'm not so sure. I don't think it's for me.
No, I don't want to go skiing. I'm all about the apres.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I've said this to Becky before.
So you don't actually ski when
no,
you go
No, I don't
want to
do
holidays.
Any skiing. I'll just go there, stay in that, like, ski lodge, Shall and I? Then it's the apres.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He's on Radio 1 Extra at 4 o'clock. Charlie Slough.
Ow! Done no curse! Yeah!
That's my favourite bit.
Famalama Ding Dong.
That's, well, that's new
the cartoonies.
One. Who?
What, Famalama Ding Dong?
Wasn't that their song?
That's a new, I might steal that.
Do that.
Famalama Ding Dong. That's a new one.
Do you like it?
I like it. My favourite's the ringtone bit.
Dunno curse.
Hello, Charlie Sloth.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are
Hello
you, bruv?
There. I'm good, bruv.
You're looking a lot better than you was yesterday.
Oh, thanks, fam. What are you saying?
You look like death warmed up yesterday, cuz.
Really?
I didn't even notice you. Normally, you're always like prim and proper. Mm. Yesterday, cuz, you was a bit leave it.
Well, I was leave it, cuz. Just the flight back, innit? It's a long way.
Yeah, I heard you dissing me as well.
I wasn't dissing you.
I was listening in the car. You was dissing me.
I wasn't, no.
Why weren't you listening to One Extra?
Let's not
you can't get it in
that.
Cars.
I can get it in my car.
Oh, can you?
There was no signal yesterday.
I'd expect you to be able to get in your car with your DABs.
Digital radio.
Standard cars. Obviously.
Good news that more cars, like newer ones, do have digital radios in now.
Yeah.
Though, so,
yeah. Great news.
More listeners for you, innit?
Should
more
use
listeners.
It, Charlie.
Yeah.
Listen in yourself.
Yeah, I do.
So, I wasn't dissing you. I was just saying that I didn't want you in yesterday because I always like to be on top form when you're here. And I was not on top form yesterday, Charlie.
You said it was Sunday, cuz.
Hey, what are you saying about skiing? Have you ever been?
No, shall we go?
I want to go. Me, you, Chris, Valdez there. Think about it.
I'm on it. I really am on it.
Do you think you'd be good at skiing? I mean, I know that's not the point. It's the après ski.
Right, I can see where this is headed.
Yeah. Trying to say that I'd be the fastest. Is that what you're saying?
We're getting so many offers from people to go on ski holidays with them because some of their mates have dropped out. We should take it.
I'm game.
What we need to do, right? I don't want to go skiing, but it looks brilliant. And loads of people tell me it's brilliant all the time. And on this show on BBC Three, Snow, Sex and Suspicious Parents.
Oh, I saw that,
It's good, right?
I saw that.
So I'm saying...
There's a hot tub getting it on.
That's it. That's right. So what I say, fam, is that we get you can get a cheap flight to somewhere like Val d'Isère. Then all we do...
Where is that, sorry?
France, isn't it?
Right.
Then what we do is just get involved, go up the mountain on the ski lift, drink, come back down on the ski lift. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
Obviously, you'd have to have your own ski lift. We can go on pairs. And they're not that big.
So rude.
They're not that big.
So fattest.
And then I'm saying, let's get on it, fam.
Let's get on it. I'm on it, cos. Yes. I'm on it. We're on orange juice and lemonade.
Is that all you're drinking?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be sipping the burb.
No,
in the club.
I drink responsibly.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't have a bit of champagne, innit?
Yeah, I can't afford it, mate.
Yes, you can. You've got a 100-inch television.
Don't lie.
I'm trying to be more humble.
You're trying to be modest.
I'm trying to be modest.
All right, then we'll have Prosecco, whatever you want.
Yeah, cool, that sounds good.
All right,
yeah.
Sparkling wine, that's what that is, in case you didn't know. And now it's time to play Real or No. Are we in then? Are we going to go?
I'd love to.
I'm on it, 100% cuz.
Okay. I don't like and want to do any skiing, I'm all about the apres.
We've got to try the skiing at least, though.
Absolutely not.
Come on, man.
No.
What about them?
You'll get injured.
What about the snow skis? Sort of the motor things. Like
I don't fancy that.
No, they'd be sick.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. We could get some huskies to pull
or
us along.
Or we could be like a bobsleigh team.
We'd be fast.
What, he can pull us?
Do you mean I can pull you?
That would be good. You know what, you like with the Huskies, like we could sit on it and you could
just pull us along.
That is rude, man.
It's not though, is it?
That is
really good. Idea.
Come on then, let's crack
let's
off.
Let's play with Real or No Real today with Charlie Sloth. He's on Radio 1 Extra at 4 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Is this real or no real?
In 2006, Glasgow Prestwick Airports adopted the slogan, "It's like a railway station for aeroplanes."
Wow, what a slogan.
Awful slogan.
It's a great slogan.
Why?
It's just this.
Why does an airport... And I it often amuses me, like the... places that need a slogan. Why does an airport need... Everyone knows what's going on there. It's just odd to have a slogan, isn't it?
Yeah, people are obsessed by slogans, aren't they? Towns are obsessed by slogans.
Mm.
Like, I think Southampton's for a while, where I'm from, was like, "It's miles better." It's like, that's rubbish.
Well, that can't have been the official slogan of Southampton.
Oh, it's just like a really crap slogan. Anyway, yeah. So Prestwick Airport... They had the slogan, "It's like a railway station for aeroplanes." What pointless is that?
It's not pointless, really, because you might get someone going there who's not quite sure.
What they're going to go to an airport and take a plane?
Well, why have they gone there?
Because they might have thought it was a railway station.
You wouldn't, though.
You don't know. And they can get there, see the slogan, and be like, "It's not a railway station."
I think it's unrealistic. I'm saying it's an awful slogan.
I'm saying it's real, you know.
I would have thought it'd be more like, "It's fun to fly," or something awful. Yeah. It's still awful.
That's
but...
more like a, you know, like a, yeah.
Okay, Charlie. So,
sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say something that wasn't suitable, so I just stopped myself.
Okay, well, what is your answer, real?
We're learning.
Real?
I'm saying no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
got it. And what about this next fact?
Operatic hitmaker Catherine Jenkins sleeps with her eyes open.
That's scary.
That's very scary.
Imagine being in bed with Catherine Jenkins.
Okay.
Yes. Think about it.
And then we're imagining the eyes just wide open.
No, but first of all, imagine being in bed with Catherine Jenkins.
Right.
And you've gone to sleep, okay? And then you open your eyes and she's staring at you because she's been, like, she might not even be conscious, but she's asleep, but her eyes are wide open, like big wide
that
eyes.
Is
like
quite
that.
Scary.
Big Welsh operatic eyes.
Scary. When you're asleep, Charlie, are you the kind of person that, you know, I don't want to probe too much, but I'm just interested to know about your life and kind of what you got up to and that. Are you a pyjamas man, would you say?
No, I like to sleep naked.
Right.
Just let it all hang. Just be free, cuz.
I can sort of imagine him in a robe.
I've got a robe with Charlie Stoff on the back.
Of course you have.
Of course
I've got
you
five.
Have.
I've got five different colours. I've got black, blue, red, white and grey.
I knew it would have your name on the back.
It's got a big massive CS and then it's got Charlie Stoff written underneath it. And it's got a CS on the front as well.
See, I want to talk to you because I think there's so many things that I could maybe borrow off you.
Okay.
Because obviously my name's Chris Stark.
Oh, that's
you know,
a
so
sick
I've got CS.
Idea, yeah.
I can't take the Charlie Soss stuff, but I could definitely have some of your hand downs of any kind of CS branded stuff.
Well, I've got loads of like robes.
A robe would be amazing.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to borrow one of his robes. No. Think about it.
I only wear them when I get out of the shower. Yeah. Or when I'm walking to the hot tub.
That means you've been naked in those robes.
Yeah, that's fine. And just wash it.
Yeah. I don't know, I still don't feel comfortable.
Really, just wash it on a hot wash.
Get it on a hot wash, cuz.
Cool, cuz. Flaming. I've got loads of stuff. I've got T-shirts, shirts, jackets.
Yeah.
Get
jackets might be quite big, though.
Does Catherine Jenkins sleep with her eyes open?
That's real.
I've never heard of this.
She looks a bit creepy, innit?
Mm. I've never heard of this kind of thing being done
before.
You
would, though, cuz?
Yeah, no, I know someone who sleeps with her eye open.
I'm saying no real.
This is real. I know people that do that. I was with a girl once, they just sleep with her eyes open. That's not a joke. Well, freaky, cuz.
I'm going to say no, real. I think she was just scared.
What do you mean? She was scared.
She couldn't sleep.
She saw you coming towards her in that gown.
Yes. I'm saying no, real.
That one is real.
Told you. There you go.
It's a special ability she's had all her life. Yeah, another reason to love Catherine, isn't it?
It's not really a special ability, though, is it?
Well, I think you can use it to your advantage.
Really?
Yeah.
If burglars came in...
Exactly.
He was awake.
I'm awake.
And next, Diana Vickers' second album, called Music to Make Boys Cry, came with a free pair of Diana Vickers knickers.
Oh, I remember talking to her about this at the time.
Whoa.
Diana Vickers knickers. She definitely wanted to make it a thing.
Had they been worn, or were they fresh?
Fresh.
I think it's all very odd, this idea of giving away a free pair of pants with your album.
Well, I told you about R. Kelly's doing that.
Yeah, it's... Whoa.
It is odd. Have you heard about this, Charlie?
No, I haven't. Please enlighten me.
R. Kelly's album is called Black Panties, and he's giving away a pair of black panties with every album. Would you wear them? Yes, cause you
would.
It's
not even about wearing them. I just find it odd that you'd receive a CD and the accompanying thing is underwear. There's something very, very wrong about that.
It's almost like saying that the CD's pants.
Yeah. It is, yeah. No, you're spot on.
So Dinah Vickers, did she ever offer a free pair of Dinah Vickers knickers with her second album?
Is she a Hot Spice, Dinah Vickers?
What does that mean?
Can we see a picture?
I seem to remember there was a big Vickers knickers kind of thing going on, but I don't think she had enough of the monies to be able to give away a pair with every album. So I'm going to say no real.
She is a Hot Spice, yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, 100%.
She is.
Yeah. Real or no real?
This is no real, this one.
That one is no real.
Yeah. She did spend most of 2010 telling everyone she was going to bring out her own range of knickers. Never actually did it. I remember her telling me herself that she didn't happen.
She didn't do it, no.
And what about this, finally?
According to figures released by health authorities in July this year, Mexico has overtaken the United States to become the fattest country on Earth.
So fattest. We had to go there, didn't we? There had to be at least fattest joke in there.
I thought it wasn't going to happen this week.
Yeah, I thought we got over it.
That news story came out today. It would be rude not to include it. Yeah. People, if it's real. Oh.
I think so many fattest jokes have been avoided this episode of Real or No Real.
I mean, Scott stopped texting me fat pictures. He was doing that quite a lot.
We could have
just sending pictures of really fat people. Do you know him? You must know him.
You know, as Lewis and Colchester saying, we avoided the joke about using the robe as a car cover or anything like that. You know, we've been really good.
You have actually been good. Like I said, Scott stopped the pictures.
Yeah,
on my
that's
phone.
Not on so much.
And you stopped saying fatty and pretending you didn't say fatty every time I walked past.
Oh, I've got something to ask you, and this reminds me: are you in the new show Meet the Sloths on Animal Planet? Because there is a new reality show on.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's reality.
It's probably my cousin John.
John Sloth.
Yeah.
Okay. Sloth. Karen in Essex wanted to know because I saw an advert for it. There's Meet the Sloths.
Yeah, it's
now
probably
happening.
My cousin and my uncle and auntie.
Do you not speak to them anymore?
I do. Just a bit busy. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So Mexico is now the fattest country, overtaking the US. Real or no real?
This is real because I actually read the story myself.
Really? Yeah. Right. Well, I can't argue with that then. But it's a draw so far. So for competition, I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
There you go.
That's very kind of you to bow out so gracefully.
Do you know what? It's funny because I've come into the studio today and where I'm sitting, there's a banana. And where Chris is sitting, there's a chocolate.
Yeah.
So I feel like you guys are really making an effort. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, also, are you okay? Because you seem to... Did you get the impression you were slightly more subdued today? I don't know if it's the new jacket that he's wearing, which does make him look a sort of...
You know, like, because you guys are making such an effort with me, I thought it's only right that I come in today and make an effort to be a little bit more civilised.
Okay.
Because this is Radio 1.
Don't change yourself, Charlie.
I would never change.
We love you for who you are.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it's nice to be a bit grown up and mature.
And I can see you're pretending to by wearing
that jacket.
Yeah,
I've got a flat cap
on,
the hat.
I know, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, someone said I look like a fat Inspector Gadget.
You do.
Do you do?
A bit. It's like someone's put that normal size jacket on and then inflated you with one of those pumps you use for an airbed.
That's so rude.
Anyway.
But one of my mates who's next door, he actually said, do you know he used to have go-go gadget?
Yeah.
Kind of blow up a bit.
Yeah. You look like you've inflated.
And at the end of that...
I got 20, Charlie got 30 and wins.
Well done, Charlie.
Yeah!
He's on one extra in 10 minutes.
I think we need to address something that we were talking about earlier when we were talking about stuff that was on the TV tonight.
Okay, yeah, so I've got a slight problem here. So BBC Three, 10 o'clock tonight, we told you that Sweat the Small Stuff, Grimmie's panel show is on. Really good, watch it tonight, 10 o'clock. We told you that Professor Green is on the panel. Also, Georgia May Foote and Ian Smith. We then told you that was Harold from Neighbours. Which is true. But someone was at the taping on Friday... And it's not Harold from Neighbours.
Right.
It's a bearded comedian, also called Ian Smith.
So
we must make a massive apology to Mr. Smith.
And also fans of Harold who
that love Harold that we're going to tune in especially to watch Sweat the Small Stuff tonight. It's going to be a bearded comedian.
which is great.
I just wanted to let you know, I didn't think we could let that pass because people will be in touch with us tomorrow going, where was Harold from Neighbours?
It's good, but it's not Harold.
Just wanted to make that clear. Sorry to the bearded comedian. Apologies to Harold from Neighbours. We do that kind of thing every day between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 with loads of brilliant new music. 1 till 4 tomorrow then on Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast and you hear all the best bits from the show for free on it. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.